Stay tuned for the Farm Hour.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had some chicks, E-I-E-I-O. With a chick, chick here, a chick, chick there, here, chick, there, chick, everywhere, chick, chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had some ducks, E-I-E-I-O. With a quack, quack here, a quack, quack there, here, quack, there, quack, everywhere, quack, quack, chick, chick here, a chick, chick there, here, chick, there, chick, everywhere, chick, chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had some pigs, E-I-E-I-O. With a oink, oink here, oink, oink there, here, oink, there, oink, everywhere, oink, oink, quack, quack here, quack, quack there, here, quack, there, quack, everywhere, quack, quack, chick, chick here, chick, chick there, here, chick, there, chick, everywhere, chick, chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a Ford, E-I-E-I-O. With a clink, clink here, a clink, clink there, here, clink, there, clink, everywhere, clink, clink, oink, oink here, oink, oink there, oink, everywhere, oink, oink, quack, quack here, quack, quack there, here, quack, there, quack, everywhere, quack, quack, chick, chick here, chick, chick there, here, chick, there, chick, everywhere, chick, chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm. And on his farm, he had some cows. With a moo moo here, a moo moo there, here, moo there, moo everywhere, moo moo. Old MacDonald had a farm. Old MacDonald had a farm, what a swinging farm. And on this farm, he had some chicks, E-I-E-I-O. Chick there, chick everywhere, chick, chick, moo, moo here, moo, moo there, moo, everywhere, moo, moo, quack, quack here, quack, quack there. What the heck with it? How you gonna keep them down on the farm? By God, oh, that God,
hello, and welcome to the June 10th edition of the Farm Hour here on 91.3 FM, Roxbury Community Radio, and streaming live at wioxradio.org. I'm Madeline Warren, here with Erwin Carl, hosting today's Farm Hour, your weekly radio program to hear about local, regional, and global agriculture news, and the time for you to hear how farmers and producers are linking into our food chain. It's all about the land, people, and food here on the Farm Hour. And it's another cold, damp day in the Catskills, and we have a jam-packed hour with two special guests here in the studio, Phil Lenahan from the Roxbury Corner Store, who will talk with us about his local food visions for his store. And also in the studio is Aisa O'Neill, all the way from her farm, Betty Acres, in Delhi. Aisa is here to tell us about a new collaborative effort to redefine the current views and opinions about dairy farming and dairy products in the Catskills with a group called Catskills Family Creameries. This exciting venture is spearheaded by Sonia Januszewski from Pure Catskills, with content and inspiration provided by seven dairy farmers from our area to form Catskills Family Creameries. Also, later in the hour, Karen Fairburn from Lazy Crazy Acres and Shannon Mason from Cowbella will be calling in to help Aisa, who is here at the WIOX studio, paint the picture of this new group, Catskills Family Creameries. So let's get going, and let's welcome Phil Lenahan to the Farm Hour.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you?
Hi, Phil.
Hi. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming in, and thanks for taking the time out of your busy day and joining us on the air, and a very big thank you for pursuing local food for your new business.
Well, you're very welcome for that, and I definitely appreciate all of the input I've received from local producers.
Great.
And it is actually the big news. It's down at the store. And I am extremely proud to be selling food once more at what is known, you know, this location is known to most locals and natives here as the general store where they used to buy food. And so I'm, you know, very pleased to be offering food at the store. I'm presently purchasing non-perishable food items, although I definitely look to including perishables in the future. And I do actually serve on occasion at our openings at the Orphic Gallery. I will serve food, or rather like perishables, such as the Betty Akers spreadable cheeses, which I had at an opening earlier this month, and they were an absolute smash. Mm. And I served them actually on baguettes made at Two Old Tarts in Bovina. And the opening was a major success, largely because of the how delicious the appetizers were.
And it sounds like one of your gallery openings could also be a great venue for the Catskill Family Creameries.
Oh, no question about it. And I do hope to venture into serving, or rather selling, dairy products, you know, and possibly even meats in the future. However, for this summer, I'm going to restrict it to non-perishables. And I encourage producers and farmers to come down and, you know, to discuss the prospect of selling their foods at the store. And I'm available there. You can check out the store on the website at RoxburyCornerStore.com. Or the best way, actually, is to call me at the store at 326-6045.
And working with local producers and getting the flavor of local food into your store, is this a new idea of yours, or was this something that you've...
No, I've pretty much had this in mind since the outset. Mm-hmm. And I knew that there was, you know, it initially I was planning on having somebody bring in like a cafe that would also sell food. No viable tenant for the cafe space has come up, so I'm actually going to be just doing it myself. I'm doing it in conjunction with the newsstand at present, although I plan on expanding into a couple of the back rooms of the, you know, of the place. And in fact, there's one room that's in particular that I'm going to be moving into. I think I was talking about this on the radio this morning. There is a wall there that has the names of all the previous owners and proprietors of the store. And I actually first encountered this in the history room. I first encountered this list down at the history room, and they actually have a ledger there. And I was wondering if you are familiar with the term milk day. Have you heard that term before? It's one of the historians at the library explained this to me, and she said that on the days that the creameries would pay the farmers would in turn come down and pay off their accounts at the store. So you see this, basically they'll be running up, you know, bills throughout the month, and then when milk day came, they would come down, settle their accounts, purchase some more food, and, you know, and then start anew.
It's payday all around.
It was payday all around. And I am actually paying, you know, cash for, or, you know, paying money up front for perishable foods. You know, that is one item that I will, you know, definitely just pay people on the spot when it's delivered.
That's a good policy. Mm-hmm. And we love everything that you're mm-hmm. doing there with your enterprise, the gallery, the museum, the store. And I think going with local food will keep your energy high. Local food tends to be very nutritious. You're going to need a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great summer, and I think you'll be very busy over there.
Well, I am getting plenty of energy from the foods that I have so far. They range from Tea Time Farm to the Blue Moon Farm in Delhi, and also the Big Country's Little Sugar Shack.
Oh, yes.
And I also sell Tay Tea, but I definitely want to expand it. So I welcome anybody who's interested. Please contact me.
Thanks so much, Phil.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So, Erwin, did we have a news story to share?
Actually, there is breaking news, but it's not ready yet. The Senate is voting on the Farm Bill at this very moment. They're doing a roll call vote. So if they come up with a decision on the Farm Bill, before the end of the hour, we'll let you know. The House has to prepare their own version and vote on it probably in about a week or so. So, but by sometime tonight, we will know whether or not the Senate passed their version, which what happened last year was the Senate passed the version, their version, and the House never did. So we might end up revisiting the same scenarios last fall, and we are under the temporary farm bill extension at the moment. And since we have so many guests, I won't get to this week's Monsanto news, but they did find genetically modified wheat in Oregon, which has not been authorized by the government, and one Kansas farmer has already filed suit against Monsanto because when the GMO wheat was found, I think Japan and South Korea stopped or prohibited exports of wheat from the U.S. So that will be something we'll be following, and there will probably be developments in the next 2 weeks.
Well, thanks for the update, Erwin. And you are listening to the Farm Hour on WIOX 91.3 FM, streaming live at wioxradio.org. And we are now joined by Aisa O'Neill.
Hey there, Madeline. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in, Aisa.
Yeah, and thank goodness this is not TV, because I am straight from the cheese house on Betty Acre Farms. Just finished from this morning's milking, processing the milk, pasteurizing it, and turning it into fresh curd, which right before this show I was transferring into hoops and creating cheese wheels.
So you brought us some cheese?
No. I wish it was that easy. No, all night it'll be pressed and drained, and then tomorrow it's going to be immersed in a sea salt brine, and afterwards hand finished with olive oil and Spanish paprika, and then sent to the aging cave for 2 months, and then it'll be ready for the customers.
2 months.
Two months.
We'll be seeing you in August?
Yeah. Well, we do have cheese available now, both fresh and aged, but it's an ongoing process with the aged cheeses. You're constantly making new batches, marking them with the proper date, and seeing how they progress through the aging process. And we usually have both fresh and aged cheese available both at farmers markets and through our retail stores.
So that's cool. That's kind of like annuals and perennials in the garden.
Yeah, it is. I've never thought of it that way, but it kind of is. The fresh cheese, of course, we like to get it to the consumer. I like to say 4 days from cow to cracker. That's how long the process takes, and that's when we like to see people eat it the best. But it does have, you know, a shelf life of 4 weeks. So that's good for our retailers. Mm-hmm. And it comes in different varieties. Our original, which we call anything but plain, because it's got too much flavor to be called plain. And then we have chives and herbs de Provence, which really, you know, enhance the feeling of the pastures and all of that. And we have gourmet pepper and dill.
Mm.
Yes, good stuff. Good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and how are the cows these days? Are they okay with all the rain?
Oh, my goodness. My girls. They're not even called cows. They're called ladies or girls
ladies.
On my farm.
Okay.
Yeah, in the morning I call them, and it's like, ladies. And they come strolling into the barn, into the milking parlor. And they all have names, of course. I don't ship milk. So all my cows are for cheese production. So they're all Jerseys and Guernseys, which have a high butter fat, and they also have high beta carotene, as well as high protein, and they're completely grass-fed.
Mm. The Guernsey is a special cow, right?
It has a history. They marketed in the 1940s and 1950s in this country Guernsey milk as being the golden milk. Mm-hmm. Because of that high beta carotene, it gives it a lovely creamy golden hue. Mm. And they're almost a heritage breed at this point. The Holstein has really taken over the dairy market. So some of the lesser breeds, like the Guernsey, have fallen out of favor. But for cheesemakers like myself, they're the stars.
Mm. Well, I heard that people with some lactose intolerance, they can drink milk from Guernsey cows.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's a surprising difference between, I've heard from my customers, between grass-fed and conventionally fed cows as far as their dairy intolerance. The high corn diet of feedlot or conventional dairies actually seems to promote the lactose intolerance, whereas a more natural grass-fed diet seems to make it a little bit better. Hmm. Not a doctor, but that's what I hear.
Yeah, lactose intolerance might be mislabeled. It might be GMO corn intolerance.
Thank you. That's a really good point. Just another way that's cropping up, because when you think about it, when a lot of us were growing up, there really wasn't such a thing as lactose intolerant, and there wasn't GMOs either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there might be a connection.
That we have to start making a connection to Catskill Family Creameries, because we're expecting a call from Karen Fairburn just a few minutes. So I pulled from your website, or the Catskill Family Creameries website, mm-hmm. that it's a group of farmstead dairy producers exploring collaborative marketing, distribution, and educational activities. These small family farms produce gelato, butter, yogurt, soft cows, and goat's milk cheeses, hard cow's cheese, and fluid milk. And I think one of the keywords in this description is farmstead.
Yes. There's so many names on labels, and some of them can be misleading and confusing. But what farmstead means is that the producer of the product, whether it's butter or cheese or gelato or bottled milk, actually raises the cows and milks the cows themselves. So they're responsible for the full range of animal husbandry and the caretaking of the land. Mm-hmm. So we're not purchasing in milk from unknown sources. We're actually very involved in how the animals are raised.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of I hate to say a more elite type of manufacturing, but we really are very connected to the base product as well as the finished product.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to me that there are seven of you,
mm-hmm.
right, to get together back this in the winter time, right?
Right. That's when it started.
Sonia Janaszewski from Pure Catskills has started this group, and I'm sure there were a few brainstorming sessions.
There's
seven very creative women getting together.
And you know what? People may say it's like, oh, how can you all get along? It has been seamless. It's an exchange of ideas and thoughts, and you know, every topic that's brought up seems to spur on like four other topics,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
Yeah. Yep. And you have a website up for the.
Yes, Sonia did an amazing job on the website, and you can learn more about the individual farms and the stories behind the farms, because each farm is so individual. I mean, the road that we've all taken to get to where we are now. I mean, I spent 17 years in the city working in fashion that led me to farming. So mm-hmm. I mean,
okay.
It's a great place to learn about, you know, and how people have gotten here, whereas mm-hmm. Shannon is a seventh-generation dairy farmer. So we really are a pretty diverse group.
Yes. Right.
And I think that brings a lot of external marketing and promotion skills to the table, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, being a good forum for, you know, sharing ideas on both production and animal husbandry.
And on the line now, we have Karen Fairbairn calling in from Rider Hollow, Lazy Crazy Acres.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, Karen.
Hi, friends. How are you?
Hey there.
I'm calling you from a very wet Rider Hollow.
Yeah. It's the sun isn't out over here either. Karen, we were just talking about Catskill Family Creameries.
Yeah, I was hearing Aisa was doing a good job explaining it is. It's a really, really cool, diverse group. I mean, the similarities in being that we all love animals and we love our cows or our goats and we're making really great dairy products. But and the similarities in that for some reason, it's every farm is represented by a female, but our backgrounds are all so different. So it's just, it's been a really enriching experience, this group that we formed in November. So good group.
Good group. What motivated you to join the group, Karen?
Well, actually, I believe that, so you're going to talk to Shannon Mason in a little bit from Cowbella.
Right.
And Shannon and I have become good friends over the years, and we were discussing how we have this really strong, small creamery, on-farm creamery thing happening in the Catskills. And we were like, you know, we really should get together and see if we can't kind of work with each other and sort of glean off each other's momentum. It's hard to be a small producer and to be heard. And in that, I mean, it's hard to get on a distribution truck. It's hard to get into a store. It's hard to get your products everywhere they need to go. And so we thought maybe strength in numbers, if we were to work together and be able to sort of promote ourselves as something really cool in the region, might be helpful for us. So Shannon and I contacted Sonia. And she said, oh, wow, we were actually just talking about the same thing over there at Pure Catskills. And so we all got together. And in a pretty short period of time, I mean, we were pretty precise in that we knew we wanted to, we really, really want the locals in the area to know we're here and to be able to feel like what we're making is accessible. I think sometimes small farm products don't seem accessible to everyone, and we want them to be that way. So we definitely wanted to plan something where we could have an open house and hopefully get a lot of people to come out and see the farms.
And
so that was like a goal number one.
And the first farm tour is coming up this July 5th, right?
Good gravy, it is. Yes.
Good gravy.
July 5th. It's coming up quick. It's funny, like when we started putting these dates together, you know, in February, it seems so far away. Yeah, we're doing it between, I think, the hours of like 11 and 3. The website, CatskillsFamilyCreameries.com, has really good info on it. We're working on getting a map up of all the farms. We kind of figure that most people could probably hit 2, maybe 3 farms in that time frame, but 2 would probably be it, because we are sort of spread out over like an hour and a half radius from like the farthest ones apart. But you could see a goat farm and a cow farm and in one day and try all different kinds of good products.
Well, there are 7 farms participating, and I don't think we've mentioned all of them. I mean, there's the Lazy Crazy Acres, Jake and Karen Fairburn in Rider Hollow, and Betty Acres, Aisa O'Neill in Delhi, and Bybrook Farm in Bloomville, where Paul and Gwen Deisenroth bottle raw milk and sell Gouda cheese, and the 7th generation Danforth Jersey Farm producing Cowbella fine farmstead dairy products.
Butter and yogurt.
Butter from their Pure Jersey Cream and fat-free yogurts. And the Dirty Girl Farm in Andes, where Cindy Wright makes her goat cheese and bottles goat milk. And the Brevetto Dairy and Cheese House, where Corinne, Ron, and Russell make that delicious Harper's Field cheese in Jefferson.
Yeah, you can say delicious again on that one.
Delicious. Sherman Hill Farmstead in Franklin, where Linda Smith makes our goat cheese, and Crystal Valley Farm in Halkett Center. I spoke with Linda Smith at the Pakatakan Farmers Market this Saturday, and she already has the events that and activities that she has envisioned for this farm tour. And I don't know if she shared her ideas with you all, but I think you should get in touch with her. She's got some pretty good ideas about how you can wrangle both the animals and the visitors together.
It's definitely going to be interesting. Certainly, our milk inspectors, are going, oh, please don't let people traipse through where the animals are and then go into the creamery. So we've all been working together to figure out how we're going to be able to showcase what we do and still keep it sanitary and up to par and everything. But I know that everybody's got a little something different on their farm, whether it's the landscape or the animal or the product. And so it'll be really reflective of how different every farmstead is.
Mm-hmm. And have we mentioned the name of this wonderful farm tour?
Oh, it's called what we say, Come Travel the Milky Way.
I love this.
Was that your idea, Karen?
No, I think it was Shannon's idea.
Yeah.
I think it was hers.
Linda Smith had a beautiful brochure flyer at the market, and she only had one left by the end of the day. It's something that should be circulated widely. It's It's going to be an awesome event, July 5th, 4th of July weekend. Whoa.
Yeah, exactly. We figure a lot of people are on vacation, so we picked that Friday because not a lot of things are happening, but a lot of people are out of town. They're around here. And so we thought, we'll try that Friday rather than Saturday and Sunday when things are so busy. Mm-hmm. That was the method behind the madness.
Well, and are you, I know you do special flavors of gelato for events. Mm-hmm. Are you planning anything special for the Milky Way tour?
We'll be rolling with whatever fruits are out there. Right now we've got a really awesome strawberry.
Ooh.
And we're also doing one called Rhubarb Patch, which is made from the rhubarb patch that Jake's grandmother planted in the early 40s. In our front yard, and it has a maple almond granola in it. So I know that we'll feature a lot of the whatever is out there delicious and seasonal. And as always, we'll have our maple walnut, and the maple is made here on our farm as well. So, we just, at this time of year, we flow with Mother Nature.
That is awesome.
You are listening to the Farm Hour, and the time is 6:30.
Got band? Well, then you got to sign up today. The second annual Andy's Battle of the Bands broadcast.
Hi there, this is Jez Harkin of WIOX.
And I'm Susan Day of Andy's Works. And Jez and I are co-hosting the second annual Andy's Battle of the Bands broadcast on Saturday, July 13th.
If you're a musician, you got a band, and you want to perform, now's your chance.
Yep, it's time to enter this year's battle. All musicians are invited to enter. And check out this year's grand prize.
$500 in musical gear, a radio special on WIOX featuring your band, and your spot on stage at this year's Rocksfest Music Festival.
The battle goes on all day Saturday, July 13th, climaxing in a live WIOX broadcast of the best four bands.
Everyone is invited to the Andy's Fire Pavilion for the special event, and it's free for all.
The second annual Andy's Battle of the Bands broadcast. Sign up today.
Find us on Facebook or email andysbobb@gmail.com for details.
That was andysbobb@gmail.com.
Hello, and you are listening to the Farm Hour. We're here with Aisa O'Neill from Betty Acres, and Karen Fairburn is on the line calling in from Rider Hollow. We are talking about the Catskill Family Creameries group, and we were just talking about this exciting event that they have planned for July 5th, Come Travel the Milky Way. It's your opportunity to visit 7 small farmstead dairies in our area, but Karen was just saying that most likely you can choose 2 and have a fun-filled dairy afternoon. Karen, I'll see. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi. So, what was happening at Lazy Crazy Acres today?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, we have so much boring stuff happening here this summer. You know, I mean, I'm pregnant with my first child, so today, actually, we were going to doctor's appointments and simultaneously cutting and cooking down 6 flats of strawberries from Greg Farms. I just got the weird news that I have gestational diabetes, which means I will not be able to eat my gelato for the rest of this pregnancy. And so that was nutso kind of news. And so we're sort of figuring all that out. But we just got swamped with orders for strawberries, so we are up to our elbows in them right now. And that's kind of what's going on with us.
Yeah, it's strawberry season.
All right. Yeah. It is in the valley, right? Greg Farms, is that down by Germantown? Or?
Yeah, Greg Farms is in Red Hook.
Oh, Red Hook, okay. Yeah, I knew it was in the valley.
Literally, we called them a week ago. It was a week ago Friday. We were headed down to bring some gelato down a delivery route down 28, and we called up and said, hey, you guys can have strawberries. He said, I actually have guys that are out picking the first batch right now. And we said, okay, we'll switch. So we were able to get in there. Like last year, you might remember that strawberries were very hard to come by. It was a bad year for them. Mm. So I'm pretty excited. It looks like strawberries are doing all right. And then we'll move into blackberries and blueberries and all that good stuff. But of course, our best seller is a flavor that is like takes the most elbow grease. It's called Flood Mud, and it was named after Hurricane Irene when we lost all the power out here at the farm, and so we were just throwing pints of gelato into coolers and bringing it up to Bel Air and bringing it out to the Margaretville Fire Department just to give to people. Otherwise, it was just going to go to waste. And this flavor had been called Very Chocolate Super Crunchy, which nobody could ever say. And so we renamed it Flood Mud because it was the one pint that I saved for myself and decided we would give it an honor. And it's chocolate, and we make our own caramel pecan brittle, a sea-salted caramel pecan brittle, and it is pretty treacherous to make. It takes a long time, and it's like our best seller. So we also find ourselves making a ton of brittle at this time of year as well.
Well, going back to your point about, well, the community and you know, mm-hmm. the surrounding community and how this group, this Catskills Family Creameries group is mm-hmm. A small community of dairy farmers and how this group is, you know, communicating and the ideas that are shared and what it means to either of you, Karen or Aisa, to be a part of this group. I mean, you're so every minute of the day is either going towards caring for the animals or preparing mm-hmm. the cutting the strawberries or, and doing every single aspect of the whole production line yeah. right there in your face all the time. You don't get to clock out and go home. You're at home. So now you have this group of other yeah. women to get together with. And what is that like?
I'll tell you, you know, we get together in this group, and in the group, we're very business, very much business. We want it. We don't have time to waste. This group of people has too many things going on, so we get it done. And then we go out to lunch afterwards. And this whole group is like, you know, a bunch of cackling hens, because nobody else can understand like this group of women understands. You know, I mean, we talk about, we laugh about things like the amount of wardrobe changes that that occur every day, because you have to have this set of clothing to be working with the animals. Then you have to be completely clean to be working with the product. Then you have to have this set of clothes to go back out to the animals. And so we joke about, you know, all those kind of little nuances and the things that happen that just people don't understand. It's not a job. This is your lifestyle. This is what it is. And for most of us, I mean, you have to be very passionate about it, and you have to be somewhat crazy to do it. And it's just, I don't know, Aisa probably agrees. It's really great to have a support group of people who understand. I hope she's nodding her head.
Yeah, I am nodding my head. I mean, part of sort of the beauty and the pain of farming is that it is so isolated. And you are working the land and working with the animals 24/7. And this group has really created the opportunity to get together with other farmers and, you know, share your triumphs, share your heartaches, and also just help each other, you know, whether it's, you know, where to buy a container or, you know, how to fix something on the farm. You and Jake came over and helped install a pump to transfer milk from my milk house to my cheese house. And those are the things that I really value about the group, that you're not by yourself on your little fiefdom of farm. You know, you have a group around you, and you have a community, and you have friends that really get what you're doing. So that's been super important for me.
Yeah, and like this past week, I had an issue where somebody called me with a question, a scenario that we'd never had before, mm-hmm. and I was able to reach out and call some people and say, "Have you had this issue before, and how did you handle it?" And so we end up doing that a lot with each other. We don't feel shy or nervous or anything to call one another, because at this point in time, we've now all called each other for some sort of help. And I think that especially there's a mentality amongst farmers that I have to do this on my own. I can't ask for help. Totally. You probably know that, Madeline. It's just, for some reason, you feel like you have to just do it. And this has been really nice because we've been able to share with one another and offer and say, you know, like, seriously, call me if you need help. And we found that we've done that, mm-hmm. you know, been able to call people. Aisa's called me and been like, sorry to call three times today. And I'm like, seriously, I will be calling you three times one day soon, I'm sure, you know. So it's been really good.
Yeah, that's when I spoke with Linda this Saturday, that's what she had mentioned too, that, you know, Linda's been making cheese for a while and she has an excellent, excellent product. And so for her to be working with folks who are, you know, a few years into it and being mm-hmm. able to share information she really enjoys that part. And, you know, it's a sort of mentor-mentee relation that's happening. And with dairy farms being so few and far between, it's amazing that this group was able to come together. And we're saying it's a Catskill Family Creameries, but mm-hmm. who is the sort of organizing body of it? Pure Catskills?
Pure Catskills is, I think that what Sonia, who is the farm-to-market manager at Pure Catskills, I think she would probably say that Pure Catskills is facilitating this for us. And so they sort of put out the emails, and Cindy Dunn, the graphic designer who works with Pure Catskills a lot, she's the one who did our logo and website and stuff. And so... because really, I don't think any one of us felt like we could take on the facilitation mm-hmm. of this.
Yeah, I think what Pure Catskills did that was so important is they provided an infrastructure for all mm-hmm. of us to work within without one of us taking on the web design or one of us taking on the graphic design. They've, you know, allowed us to do really what we do best, which is take care of our farms, our animals, and produce good product.
Yeah. So it's been really Sonia Genishevsky and also the ever wonderful Tara Collins. I'm not sure if you've ever had her on, but Tara Collins is someone that if people go to local events and they see the Pure Catskills booth up, chances are you've met Tara. She always has really fun, funky glasses on, and she's great. And so they have just, between Sonia and Cindy and Tara, have been able to provide that sort of backbone. And IUS is exactly right. It allows us to do all the things that we should be doing and that we do best. And they've been facilitating the group for us. And so it's, we're really excited about July 5th. I will say we're all, I think, a little nervous. We're hoping that people come out. We're hoping everybody enjoys themselves and looking forward to showing everybody around. And we hope that this is a good event that we can then grow from and do another event in the future.
Well, we have some community emotion right now. Karen, we're going to pass the baton on to Shannon Mason, calling from Cowbella, the Danforth Farm. Shannon is on the line, so Karen will say goodbye to you and say hello to all the cows and your pigs in Rider Hollow.
Hey, Karen.
I will. Bye, guys. Have
Karen.
Fun talking to Shannon. I'm
going
to go listen to you.
Okay.
Bye, Karen.
Bye, Dairy Queen.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Karen. Hi, Shannon.
Hi. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
Thanks for calling in. How's it going over there?
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's going really well. It's been a rainy season here, but looks like we've got some sunshine coming in the next week, which we're looking forward to for getting our hay in.
Yeah, that's a critical part. But the grass is growing. I mean,
yes, it is. There's plenty of grass for the cows to eat at this point, so that's definitely a blessing.
Well, it's nice to have you on the air. I really miss seeing you and your father at the Round Barn. But I am able to go over to Prattsville, the Great American, and I think Freshtown, too, has Cowbella yogurt and butter.
Yes, so. They do. Yeah, we definitely miss going to the Round Barn this season as well. But, you know, we just got to the point where, you know, we just have to kind of set our priorities and, you know, figure out which direction is going to work out the best for us. And so we're doing more wholesale these days than we are farmers markets and retail, and that's working out a little bit better for us. So it allows us to have more time on the farm and, you know, get all of our chores done that we have here and cover all of our bases. So that's been helping out a lot.
And were you tuned in? Did you hear that? Have you been listening to the discussion about Catskill
Family? I have heard bits and pieces. My computer is not cooperating very well right now, so it was kind of in and out. But I heard a little bit of the previous conversation.
We were just talking about the come tour, the Milky Way farm visits. Do you have any idea of what someone can expect when they visit your farm?
Yeah. You know, we're expecting to have a great time here. We're hoping we get lots of people who come by. We love to have people come and see what we do here and, you know, be able to see the cows out on the pasture and, you know, meet the animals, meet us, see and learn some of the history of our farm. So we're planning on keeping things kind of simple. We'll have a nice hayride that people can go on probably every hour or so. We'll do a hayride and take a tour around our fields and land and see some nice views. And we'll have some of our products for people to sample. We're thinking about doing smoothies with the yogurt. So
yummy.
Hopefully that'll be nice and refreshing on a hot summer day and the weather cooperates with us. And we'll have some, you know, information about, you know, the farm out. We'll let people, you know, take a look at the plant and meet some of the animals. We might have a calf out on the lawn or something that people can check out and pet. And so that's kind of what we're thinking at this point.
Oh, Shannon, I didn't tell you. For the farm tour, the first two dairy heifer calves that were born on the farm will be making their outside debut for the
Very
tour.
Very nice, Aisa.
Yes, little Belle and little Creme Brulee, who will be probably our foundation cows. They're
That's
both
great.
Gorgeous and healthy. Belle is 2 months old, and Brulee is just a month old.
That's great. So. I love to see them when they first get a taste of, you know, their freedom and go outside. They kick up their heels and throw their tails in the air. And
oh my goodness. We had there was a little of that today, a premiere. While I was in the cheese house, I hear this, like, little squeal of a calf, and Belle had gotten out of the barn and was just tearing around the front area of the barn, and I'm like tearing off my cheese jacket and going, "Oh no, come here," and wrangling her back to the barn. So I think she's ready for her premiere on grass.
Perfect.
And that's going to happen on July 5th for the farm
yes,
tour?
Yes, she'll be outside and with a shelter and a nice corral. So, yes.
Wow. I think I'll have to take the day off to see that. Shannon, let's go back to the family creamery.
Yes.
Shannon, what was your motivation to join the group? I know Karen explained that you two have developed a relationship, and that reaching out to Sonia and how there was some synergy happening with Watershed Ag discussions about dairies, and then the group was formed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I like to call Karen my dairy soul sister. We have a great connection, and we've known each other for many years now, and we just always kind of seem to be on the same wavelength. So, we had this idea that it would be great to kind of form a collaboration with other small value-added producer dairies around the area. Working with Sonia and Tara and Cindy, it's just been almost a magical thing. Like, it just seems like everything has fallen into place so beautifully, and there's such a great camaraderie with the other women that come to the meetings, and it's just been a really, really amazing experience, and I'm so grateful that we have it. I mean, it's really, I think, got the potential to help us to strengthen all of our individual brands by working together and supporting each other. We joke around and call it call ourselves the Dairy Queens. And there are lots of men who are involved in all of our operations as well. I don't want to take away from that, but it seems like it's the women who always come to the meetings. So I look forward to them every month, and I think that we're making really great progress in a lot of different areas. It's not just the Milky Way Farm Trail. We're working on collective marketing, and we just have a great, great support system with Sonia and Tara and Cindy helping us out. I think we're on to really big and great things together.
So it's a bit of a relief, too. I mean, you plug into a meeting once a month, have a great time. Well, there's business to take care of. There's an agenda. And then you all get together and have lunch. And there must be a sense of relief that all of these ideas with marketing and obligations you have to buyers and all of these thoughts that you have on the farm while you're also taking care of the animals and making the product, that the relief is there's relief involved.
Yeah, it's always such a wonderful day. It's a nice excuse to kind of get away from your day-to-day routine and just go out and, you know, be with other people who, you know, just are very aware of all of the struggles that you're going through. We just have a great connection with each other because we do all go through very similar types of situations. So, we get together and, you know, we talk about business and, you know, then we laugh and we share stories, and it's really, I'm just really, really honestly grateful that we have it in our lives now.
And each of you brings something to the table. Like Linda Smith, she's been doing the farm market circuit for a while, and she has a handle on what it's like at a farm market bringing a great product and developing a solid consumer base there at a farmer's market. And I heard that you, Shannon, are more focused on the wholesale market. And that, you know, just the sort of dialogue that goes between these different, venues.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's one of the beauties of it, that, you know, we all, you know, do have so much in common, but at the same time, we're all very, very different farms and businesses. And so, you know, there's no one in our group who's doing exactly the same thing as someone else. We're all, you know, kind of unique in our own way. So I think, yeah, there are a lot of really great perspectives that kind of come together in that group.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, there is so much room for individuality amongst the farms, that nobody is really saying, well, this is the way to do it, and you should follow my direction on this. Mm-hmm. We're all sort of forging our own path and assisting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really important aspect of the group.
I think it is, too. But, you know, another great thing, too, is that we do, I think, all have very similar philosophies about farming and our products. Like, even though we have our individuality, you know, we all really honestly care about the lives of our animals.
Yes.
And, you know, that we're giving them the best opportunity to thrive and be healthy and happy. We all have very similar philosophies also about our products, that we all want to create very natural products with, you know, nothing artificial. We do everything, you know, very much from scratch. And so, you know, that is a wonderful thing, you know, when we're promoting the brand Catskills Family Creameries, that, you know, we all do have those philosophies in common.
Yeah, and I think you just mentioned the brand Catskill Family Creameries. I think that's really exciting for me that, you know, we can also merchandise our products together under that brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we have just a few more minutes left in the hour. Shannon, thanks for calling in, and I'm not sure if I'll be able to make it out to your place July 5th, this creme brulee in the debut of creme brulee and
Belle.
Belle.
Well, you're welcome anytime, Madeline. It doesn't have to be on the 5th, so.
Thanks, Shannon. We'll say goodbye now to Shannon on the air, and we're looking forward to hearing more from you, Shannon.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Bye, Shannon.
Bye, Aissa.
I'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Aissa.
Yes.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, this was fun. And it got me off the farm. You notice there's a common thread. It was fun, and it got me off the farm.
Yeah, there's no way to escape the work unless you leave.
And this was the perfect excuse, and this was a pleasure.
Well, maybe you can come back in August with some of that cheese that you were
preparing
today.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to go home and flip the wheels and let them drain and then start the process tomorrow again.
Mm.
I think we'll be making fresh cheese tomorrow.
Sounds good. Hey, and is there any, where can we buy your cheese right now?
Oh, right now in this area, it's at Fresh Town in Margaretville. Mm-hmm. It's at Good Sheep Food in Delhi. It's at Adams Fair Acre Farms down in Kingston. Lucky Dog in Hamden, who is the Giles are amazing farmers of organic produce, and they also have a farm store. So yeah, there's quite a few locations.
Great. Well,
And the Delhi Farmers Market on Wednesday from 9 to 2.
Oh, you're at the Delhi Farmers Market.
Yep.
Every Wednesday.
And I usually do a tasting of new products. So that's a really exciting thing to come out for and try the week's experiment.
Very nice to meet you, Aissa.
Oh, nice meeting you.
We'll be seeing you again.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Farm Hour. We're almost to 7 o'clock. When Mark Bierman of Mark Bierman Sports will begin his hour of sports fun. And I'd like to thank Phil Lenahan from the Roxbury Corner Store for coming into the studio and talking about his local food visions for his store, and Ais O'Neill for being here in the studio, from Betty Acres, Karen Fairburn from Lazy Crazy Acres for calling in, and Shannon Mason calling in from the Danforth Farm. All to talk about this new collaborative, Catskills Family Creameries. It is strawberry season, so we will go out with Story Lori and strawberry picking.
Strawberry picking. Strawberry picking. Strawberry picking. Strawberry. When you think you see some, that's when there are none. When you think there are none, that's when you find some. I was walking one day with no real reason. I had forgotten it was strawberry season. Through the honeysuckle, clover, and the butterflies, all of a sudden there they were before my very eyes. Strawberry picking. Strawberry picking. Strawberry. Strawberry picking. When you think you see some, that's when there are none. When you think there are none, that's when you find some. Well, you stoop one way and you stoop the other. Don't you step back on your little baby brother. Now watch your big boots in that strawberry bed. And don't pick the little ones that aren't quite red. Strawberry picking. Strawberry. You think you see some, that's when there are none. But when you think there are none, now that's when you find some. And your ears are red. Strawberry picking. Strawberry picking. Strawberry picking. Strawberry picking. Check it out, kids. We got a great big sea of wild strawberries here. Strawberries on the left, strawberries on the right, man. We could be picking them all day and night. We're gonna have some strawberry shakes, strawberry sundaes, even some strawberry Mondays. Strawberry smoothie, strawberry shortcake, strawberry pie.